FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Not right, little Frank.
It's going to be a throw-in taken quickly on the far left-hand side, over the halfway line. Salford go, ball chipped into the penalty area, it goes behind everybody, forced favourably for Michael Nottingham at the back post here. Can he get beyond FC's defender Walker? Yes he can. He looks up, he chips the ball towards the back post, it's a decent ball, it's a free man there in Maynard, it's a goal.
And well, it's a goal for Salford, and you have to say that Michael Nottingham had an acre of space there. He went past Walker far too easily, but there was nobody doubling up with Walker, and see, we're left exposed as FC look for a way to bring things onto level terms here. And that spins out to the left touchline. Greaves heads it on. Linfield will try and pressurise Hogan. And does so. Throw into FC United. Just about 10 yards from the corner flag here. Walker will take this throw in. Looking for some options here. Needs players to move around in front of him. Now Kieran Glynn on the turn. Nice turn. Will pass a nice ball at Linfield. Can Linfield get the cross in? And it's a hits a now McCarthy hits it across.
Yes!
It's 1-1. And it's McCarthy there for some fine quick work there from FC United. And well, we've been on Conor McCarthy's back a bit these 25 minutes or so. But there he was, right in position there. Not good, firm header into the net, and FC United level.
All starts on the throw-in. Who's going to take it? Who's going to get? Who wants the ball? Well, it was Glynn. He wanted the ball. He got in front of the defender. He let the ball shield across him. He opened play, and then he did a reverse ball back in, which was a tremendous ball. The ball comes across, and McCarthy, well, he's absolutely headed it like a bullet, because from that distance, you expected the goalkeeper to make a save quite comfortably there. There was no way he could get anywhere near it. Good positional sense from McCarthy, great work from Kieran Glynn, and FC, as you say, back on level terms.
And the referee just bringing Irwin across. I think there's going to be a card here, which seems it's not entirely consistent, the basis on which these cards are coming out, in whether it's for more than one offence.
Well,
from
that's
Irwin.
What he suggested, it's two fouls and it's a yellow card. I mean, that's two players going for a ball, James.
Yeah.
And one winning it and one getting a free kick, it's never a yellow card. I mean, you've got to be more consistent than that. As you say, though, he said he stole out with the very first few minutes with that strong challenge that he deemed a yellow card for Richie Allen.
It's quite surprising in a way it's taken this long for a second card to be produced, but one card apiece now and one goal apiece. Brutore, oh, it's a beautiful one, and it's 2-1. It's a perfect cross. Allenson came for it and didn't get there, and that left an empty net, and Salford City back in the lead. FC, no sooner have they got level, the free kick given away, and a perfectly beautiful delivery from Touré, and Allenson came for it, and it's Maynard. Was it Maynard?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was
who got the goal. And
good header from him as well. To be honest, the ball was flighted in tremendously well. As well, if it stays at 2-1, Salford know they've been in the game. FC United as well. It's a poor header there for Bagbo. They've got to be careful there, FC, and just make sure there's no afters between Hughes and the number nine. And there isn't, as the ball played. It's a dreadful ball by Sam Tatum there, and it allows the visitors now with Shelton on the halfway line. Plays it in turn to Dudley. Dudley back to Shelton, back to Nottingham. Good pressure from FC United, Manchester. Walker does well there. Goes across to the skipper, Liam Logan being pressurised, and they've given the ball away. FC can come again now with Glynn. Plays it inside to Linfield. Linfield dead centre, 20 yards out. Great defensive play there by the number 14. And well played him, but they've given the ball away. FC have it back. Nice ball by Call it, ball to the penalty area. Who's on the end of it? First time shot comes in from Corbett. Oh my word! You've just seen an absolute rocket from outside the penalty area. It was all lost, and Corbett ended up with the ball at his feet outside the area, and he's absolutely drilled it. Our FA Cup 2010, Jake Cottrell, he'd be proud of that one. And I tell you what a goal to get back into this game.
Well, it was an interesting passage of play where the possession was given away. Great cross in, I think it's from Walker. And the defender's clearance went straight to Corbett in space. He took it first time, and a sweeter strike you will not see.
header won by Salford. Second ball picked up though by Irwin, who's been absolutely outstanding this game, as has this man on the ball now, Glynn. Glynn plays it to Fagbola. He says, I'll have it back as well. He's deep in his own half. And just plays it across to Hughes. Hughes plays it out, and while the 10 men of Salford have to chase balls, that's good for FC United because it will open spaces for them. There's now Irwin, halfway line. Great movement there from Walker. And Walker's carried on that run. He's going to get into the penalty area with the ball. Yes, he is. Did he get the ball into the penalty area? Yes, he cancels the back.
Oh,
ball.
Yes! Spees! Oh,
yes! Tom Greaves has done it for FC United of Manchester. Well, Walker never gave up the ghost. The ball was played down the left-hand side. It was him versus Nottingham. And it went past him. It looked like he might have taken it too far. He chips it to the back post. And Greaves, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, he floats in the air and he nods it down. And FC United find themselves 3-2 up here on 36 minutes. The 11 men of FC United Manchester coming back from 2-1 down to make it 3-2. And Tom Greaves, they said he was past it. Past what? My arse. What a goal. What a player. What a manager. It's over. Yeah! Now that is a famous victory. That is what a team that believes in themselves, believes in the work rate, will just never give up can do. FC United and Manchester have proven yet again. The month of December was a month where we all thought it could be doom and gloom. This bunch of players have worked. They've played all the top teams. They've beaten the two top teams. They've beaten Harrogate. They've beaten Salford City. They've got a draw against Brackley. They've got a draw against Spennymoor. This is the makings of a team that are, at this moment in time, playoff contenders on the way they are playing football. The goals that we conceded were poor. The goals that we scored were sublime. And FC United and Manchester climb the table. Tom Greaves has just instilled something in this team. The belief of not putting your heads down when you go down. We saw that on Saturday. 4-1 down, 4-all. Today, 2-1 down. And we go and win the game by 3-2. Absolutely wonderful. Tom Greaves, you'd expect, will not be actually off the pitch for another 25 minutes. There's a lot of hand clapping to be done with him, you'd expect. But James, what a tremendous second half and what a great game of football.
It really was. Credit to both teams. Salford City responded well when FC equalised in the first half, having got the early goal. And then a rash moment leads to the sending off, and that obviously gave FC the opportunity. But FC were piling on the pressure, a whole series of corners early on in the second half after the sending off. Salford appeared to then weather the storm, and at that point, just when you thought they had got the game under some measure of control, Zach Corbett, absolutely superb equaliser, and then another, and Tom Walker, the man there, left back there, with two lovely crosses involved in both the goals. It was Tom Greaves, the skipper, who headed in after that fine cross from Walker, and then FC clung on well. And well, questions I'm sure for Salford City, two successive defeats, but really 8 points from games in December. I think most FC connections would have taken 4 points at the beginning of the month, given the way things were. But FC have really...
Well, Mrs. Greaves has said, oh, what a bloody game. It certainly was. And you're right, James. I think at the beginning of the month, I think, what did you call it? What was your...
Dicey December.
Dicey December, wasn't it? Or was it December of Death, I think, Stato Paul was calling it. Well, you have to rename it now, Paul. It's got to be what?
The month of resuscitation.
Resuscitation December.
Yeah.
The resurrected December. I don't know. Listen, wonderful football this afternoon from FC, the second half. Really, the plaudits have to go out to the way that team battled and battled. Yes, when you play against 10 men, you're thinking, you know, we've got a chance here. But when you play against 10 men that are full-time, that train every single day, that really should make a huge amount of difference. Sometimes it can hinder you, and you can actually express yourself a bit more with 10 men. But I'll tell you what,
James, was it Fylde last year that went down to 10 men here at Broadhurst Park, and they just gave a defensive masterclass?
Yeah,
they did. Break them down.
That was absolutely right.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 10 men. They are a full-time side, and it's been a cracky performance this afternoon.
Well, what can you say about that, really? I mean, there was a couple of rash challenges towards the end. He gets his customary booking, does the skipper this afternoon. But I thought he, after we conceded those two goals, he led the defence tremendously well. Thought him and Fagbola were excellent. Corbett didn't do a huge amount in the first half. I think he was just set a task in that first half. And in the second half, he expressed himself a little bit more. He could move forward with the ball a little bit more. There was chances and chances and chances. McCarthy could have made it maybe four or five at the end. But in reality, the reality is we've got 3 points again. You know, and the supporters can go home so happy this afternoon. That could only mean more people coming to Broadhurst Park to watch FC United play. That is a great exhibition of how to deal with the team. What I liked about us, we didn't go gung-ho, we didn't play long balls, we didn't try to rush the game. We started to try and pass them, and that's what you do when you get to them, you pass it past them, and you make them chase everything. And in that respect, we did it tremendously well. Players are still on the pitch. Sublime football from Kieran Glynn this afternoon. Some touches of magic that if we had 27 cameras in this ground and you could just replay them and replay them. You've seen, I mean, a ball where he goes and skins past two players and then he backheels it the opposite way into the path of Walker, who puts a delivery in. Wonderful to see. That's what Tom's been talking about, that's what we've been talking about on the radio, watching these youngsters, watching them develop and how they work. But he can't do it on that kind of football without the likes of Steve Irwin this afternoon. Absolutely magnificent. And let's not forget, he also got a booking early in that game and he just played like a Trojan horse all the way through. Absolutely wonderful. Players still on the pitch, as you'd expect. Greasy still there, the last to come off. Corbett with a rifle.
Just look how much it means to them, all of them coming off like they really...
And Jerome Wright down there actually celebrating with Corbett. And, you know what? For his first goal for FC United of Manchester, you're never ever going to score a better goal than that, are you? Your debut goal, a 25-yard pile drive into the top corner to bring you two back on level terms against Salford City. Not a chance. And it's fitting that the player manager scores the winner with his trademark header. Bang, you're not going to score, you're not going to miss from there. He never does. And he'll rue a couple of chances he had earlier on in the game, James, when he should have done better with headers. But when it mattered to score there. And you know what? It's wonderful football.
And all he needs to do now is to learn to come straight up here in his kit instead of going back to the dressing room. And then I think he'll be the perfect player manager.
Well, we might have to interview his son instead. Although we could get the Tom Greaves impersonator.
Yes, Paul.
That is superb.
Just to apologise to people on Facebook. Facebook isn't playing ball, unfortunately. Not what I can do about it. But we are still on FC UM Radio.
Well, got a couple of texts in. Well done, FC. Great result, FC United. That's from my dad. I'll be seeing him tomorrow. Mrs. Grease, as we said. Whoa, bloody, what a football game. Had the radio crew. And then we got Helen Murphy. Fantastic win, great listening. We're back.
Apologies for that.
But we have to talk about a man of the match, don't we? And there's quite a number of players.
A plethora, I think, is the word.
Plethora of players there. That's
Irwin.
Who's chewing on air? Who is it?
It'll
is it
be
you,
James? But I reckon it's Irwin. To be honest, Happy New Year. I think
all the very best.
Irwin's determination throughout that game was very, very apparent, wasn't it? I know there's the flair players like Glynn.
But the thing is, you've got to think about Glynn as well. Glynn did all that as well in the game. He wasn't just fancy trickery and little playing. Yeah, of course, yes. Since JP's bringing his daughter, not lost since the 5th of September. Saying that, I've lost my keys.
There's also Walker, of course, who made that third goal. It was superb. And of course, Corbett was dogged all the way through that.
He was indeed.
And you know, Fag Bowler and Hughes at the back were not the man of the match necessarily, but they were basically in the right position. There was just maybe earlier that first goal was, you know, that was poor.
Well, listen, we've seen the frailties in defence. We had them all on show on Saturday, but we came back. And when you can you believe in yourselves and you believe that determination, you can go actually get something out of the game. That's what it can result in. All the very best, my friend. I just think you look at that partnership. I like the partnership of Glynn in there with Steve Irwin. Irwin was magnificent throughout the game, get me wrong. But one, what he does as well, Glynn, he does have that in his game where he'll chase back, he'll work, he'll win balls. He doesn't mind putting himself in, doesn't mind getting himself booked. He's gobby, he'll talk to other players. And some of the football he played today, for me, was absolutely wonderful. When we needed to be calm, he was the player that would hold the ball and he'd just roll it on to another player. And I think Irwin allows him to do that more with the ball because he's there behind him, he's marshalling him, he's making sure that he can do and play his game.
It's just, it was always set up to be really the way that both teams approached the game at the beginning. You know, it was Salford were... They were up, come to win the game. There's no question about that. And
well, we're going to get a pitch side thought
from
now.
From the great man.
The pitch side thoughts of the great man. Oh,
whoa. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, tremendous day. Great game of football too, I thought. They didn't have a single player you'd point at and say, I wish we had him. Well, I think we had two or three that they'd be pointing at.
Your players in question you're talking about from FC today?
Kieran Glynn was on another level, I thought. Tom Walker, defensively a bit iffy, but going forward, my
excellent,
God.
Yeah. And
what
a handful. And your third player?
I'd say Tom Greaves. I thought he led that line superbly today.
I think you're right. I mean, we were talking about the work rate and the quality of Steve Irwin this afternoon.
Yeah,
who was absolutely magnificent.
Covered every blade, didn't he, Steve? I mean, he was walking a tightrope at times. And a couple of giddy tackles.
Yeah, yeah. But we've got to go back to Kieran Glynn. The reason being is that player, only 2 months ago, was plodding or trying to plow a field. In fact, he was plowing it.
Plowing a field in Padiham.
Plowing a field in Padiham. Yeah. Wasn't wanted, wasn't needed. Wrong attitude.
Yeah.
Couldn't or didn't want to be part of things.
Yeah. Playing a different game now, isn't he? He's playing a different level to everyone else. He just seems to work at a different speed.
There's a game, sometimes like the game's maybe a little bit too easy for him because
it does make it look easy at times.
He makes it, I mean, as I say, I go back to that. I mean, there was plenty there, but on the left hand side, when he just skimmed past two players and he's coming across the goal and he backheels it the opposite way, phenomenal, beautiful to watch.
Sometimes in midfield, he drops his shoulder and half the team fall on the back sides, you know, he's that classy.
And You can't teach that. That's just natural, is it?
That's
just natural.
Yeah.
No one can teach that, and not many people have got it in the locker, in the drawer.
And
no.
To do it at this level, I mean, it can be a bit hurly burly at times and a bit physical. And
but he's a physical player himself, isn't he? He doesn't mind a challenge. He'll chase back. He'll work. He'll kick you if he needs to kick you. He'll do all the things, the nasty side of the game, as well as showing that absolute quality. But it's that drop of the shoulder. I mean, I just, because he'll do it one, and the players are on the backside, and it's just a joy to watch.
Yeah, it was a class apart today, I thought, Kieran.
But as you say, a team effort, a team game, and you know, at the beginning of December, we were talking about, you know, is it possibly 4 points, maybe
if we were lucky.
And what do we get? 8 points with another game to go. Well, the month of December, 8 points is not a bad return, is it?
No, it's a great return considering some of the, you know, the teams we play. You wouldn't have expected to get wins against any of them. But we performed really, really well.
And Corbett's equaliser, was it Cottrell-esque?
Ooh, just a bit. He certainly gave that the meat, didn't he?
Well, that was his debut goal for FC.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll ever score a better one?
I doubt that very much, yeah.
Doubt it very much myself.
He certainly put his foot through that.
Well, I mean, he hit it. As soon as he hit it, it was back of the net. Goalkeeper, nothing he could do. It was...
hard and low in the top corner.
Exactly, yeah.
As you used to say.
Oh, Ben. Oh. Where's the little light, Ben? Oh, no, Facebook, so we're not doing it that way. Okay, he's going to get some players anyway. If you're still with us live, ladies and gentlemen, you're very welcome. Unfortunately, the Facebook side of the world is the internet. I think the interweb's been crashed by the amount of people that are discussing this game. It's going to be on Match of the Day tonight. It's the top game of the evening, or Match of the Day. Also, apparently, they want broadcast rights now on Sly TV and also BT Sport. But unfortunately, you'll only be able to see this exclusive on FC United Radio with the next 48 hours. But you never know, they might, a couple of them goals might have sneak in beforehand.
Could it be crisis time at Salford now?
Two
defeats.
What it does, it opens up the league quite nicely. Yeah. We don't know any of the results. I mean, Quinny, I mean, he's just putting some stuff there, but he might come back and give us some full-time results, or maybe where they are in the league, because Harrogate, if they won today, they're right back in it, and other clubs will fancy it as well. Cracking coverage again for the Radio Forza FC Radio, but well, this is a championship winning form.
It is, yeah. We've had a good run, and we're turning it into a bit of a fortress now, aren't we, Broadhurst Park? At long last,
5th of September is the last time we were beaten here. Yeah. Well, so we haven't lost since the 5th of September, which is a great. Accolade to the players and the way we have turned it around, because last season was very disappointing with home results.
Yeah.
And it started off that this season as well. Let me give you some situations where FC are up to actually 13th place on 28 points. And let's just go to the top of the table initially to see where we're at. So it's still six points between Salford and Harrogate.
Missed the opportunity.
So Harrogate have missed the opposition. Brackley on level points now with Harrogate. Blyth Spartans, well, they were playing Spennymoor today. They were winning at one stage, so we're just having some technical difficulties here. I don't know what I'm doing. Ah, there are results. So let me give you the results this afternoon. Stockport County 1, Alfreton Town 0.
Still playing.
83 minutes on the clock, yeah, so they're still playing there. Darlington 3, Harrogate Town 1, so a big result for a struggling Darlington team. 2-0 at half-time as well there. And I think two men from Harrogate seem to have been sent off in that game as well. Telford against Kidderminster finished 0-0. Boston United, well, they're on a big surge. The new manager there coming from Shaw Lane has gone down there and he's actually changed it around dramatically. They're on an FC front of form at this moment in time, winning by 2-0 against Gainsborough. Chorley versus Southport, well, the damp squib of the day at 0-0 there, so no ka-ching for FC United this afternoon.
No
very disappointing. Blyth Spartans 2, Spennymoor 3. So what a comeback from Spennymoor there. In that would have been a pulsating game. Two great footballing teams.
Yeah, local derby as well.
Yeah, and as you know, FC United of Manchester 3, Salford City 2. Leamington against Brackley. Well, that's finished 2 apiece as well. And Bradford Park Avenue, well, they've beaten Curzon Ashton by 3-1. Bradford, well, who'd have thought it? They're in the top six in this...
Top of the form table.
Top of the form table, definitely. And North Ferriby, that was a 12:30 kickoff, and that was York City beat them by 4-1. And the other half-time kickoff, 12 o'clock kickoff, was Nuneaton 4, Tamworth 1. So, some good results there for FC United and Manchester. And up to 13th spot now, which is something that we could have only dreamed of at the beginning of December, in all fairness.
But the other end, at the top of the table, I mean, Harrogate and Brackley will be kicking themselves a bit, because they could have really closed the gap. Mm-hmm. So at least from a Salford's point of view, they've still retained a six-point cushion despite...
Well, they're going to be very happy with that, Salford. They'll be very disappointed the last two games that they've played, but they've actually retained that cushion, which is something that they can look to and go, well, you know what, we're still where we are, we're still top of the division, and we've got to make sure that we keep working hard. Hold on, what's Ben saying? Sorry about this, ladies.
What? Kieran Glynn.
It was a bit, we were having a debate whether it was Irwin or not. You come along and say, playing on a different planet, a different level. Yeah, well, he's not a man of the match then, is he? I mean, and you're watching it from pitch level as well, so you can see the real intricacies. We're up here, we can see the beauty of it all. You can see the nitty-gritty down there.
You can almost see his thinking down there. And he's an astute lad, this. He's got a real good footballing brain.
Well, as you say, he went to, he played for Crewe's under 23 development squad a couple of weeks ago, but the only reason why he's not there is because Crewe were looking for a first, you know, a player that could put straight into the team.
Well,
and maybe a little bit
chance it.
Well, possibly, but you know, first team football, league level, I'm not saying that he couldn't do it, He might
even find a little bit more time at that level. They do tend to make it
he did score in that in the game he played and set one up. But, I mean, again, let's keep him here as long as we can.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully he can move on even higher than League One.
He's certainly the conductor in our midfield, isn't he?
He is indeed. James, have you got any thoughts? As we wait for the man of the match?
Well, the thoughts immediately turn to New Year's Day now. Salford, going back to Salford. They'll really have their bit between the teeth. And just in basic terms, I think FC have got to try and play the same way. Really play, not sort of sit back and possibly wait to get beaten, as it were.
Yeah.
But I think FC have got to go with it very positively, without going gung-ho, as you say, and believe that they can compete with the league leaders in a game of football. As my headset falls off.
How does a headset fall off your head?
Because your head's not. Because it's a modest hat.
Modest. Well, an interesting stat actually. FC United now have scored one more goal than Salford City this season.
Really?
Yeah.
Good heavens.
So it gives you an idea of the quality FC United have got at this moment in time. I still think, and I know we'll be looking to strengthen the team and getting a recognised centre forward, coming in to replace the Gilchrist who we lost earlier in the season. But at the moment, the scoring goals, the work rate's there. And
Conor McCarthy's got 3-2 now, hasn't he?
He has, yeah, he has indeed. So in that respect, he's doing his job. There's still a lot of work for him, he knows that. And, again, his first half performance in patches was patchy, shall we say.
Yeah.
His second half performance was excellent and patchy. So he's got to be consistent and he's got to prove that he's worthy. I think you said that in commentary, James. He's got to be worthy of his place week in, week out. If we're looking for another centre forward, he's going to be scoring between now and the end of the season 15 goals. You know, he's a contracted player, so he's not going anywhere. And if he can keep scoring goals and do the right things at the right time, then he's going to be good for FC.
What do you think the source of the strike? Is it likely to be maybe a young player from Fleetwood, or is it going to be possible for FC to get somebody from maybe the division below?
I think what we're looking at is probably someone from Fleetwood, a player who has got pace, youth on his side, and that you want someone that's similar to Gilchrist. It's not going to cost us anything. At this stage of the season, we haven't got any money. I'm sure we'll be looking to streamline things because, you know, there's a budget there. We've got a lot of players now on contract and we've got to make sure that we can get crowds like this today. 3,000 every other week watching FC can help us financially and that will allow us to support bringing other players in. I think the money that we've been given has been paid for the likes of Lowe and Gilchrist is all earmarked.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to go down on player budgets, unfortunately. So I think the link-up and partnership that we have with Fleetwood will allow us to bring in somebody with pace, that can get in front of defenders and get round them and, not make Greaves have to do all the running all the time. Is the kind of player that I think that we're going to have. And I think we'll probably have one with the next maybe week or two, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we can wait any longer than that. I think we need someone in sooner rather than later. And then they've got to push themselves into the team.
Yeah.
You know, the Salford game, as you say, is a big, tough one. We've got a bit of a break now.
There's nothing to fear.
No.
We absolutely bossed that midfield from start to finish today. And we're not a big, strong, physical midfield at all, are we? But we absolutely outclass them in midfield.
I think to a degree, I'm sure John and Bernard haven't underestimated FC. And they wanted a reaction this afternoon from their players based upon their 3-0 trouncing at the hands of Chorley at Moor Lane. And at 2-0, I think they probably thought...
2-1.
Sorry, 2-1, they probably thought, we've got this. But the sending off, I mean, it was a reckless challenge, it was a poor challenge. The referee got it spot on, in all fairness. And, it can change games, but they are full-time. They train every day, so the fitness level shouldn't come into question. But FC United, what they did, we did well, was we didn't panic on the ball.
No.
We didn't go gung-ho. Let's just launch it up and see what we can get. We played our football. And Tom Walker, as you say, his grandparents were actually sat next to us all through the game. And the smiles on their faces were reminiscent to seeing Fan Ming and Lin Yan come on as mascots this afternoon. They were that happy.
The best thing about Tom Walker's performance today is that we identified a weakness at their right back and exploited it. You know, sometimes you'll see a lad get booked and he takes a little step back and you don't go at him. And we just kept giving Tom Walker the ball until he was sick of seeing it and it paid off. Absolutely rinsed that fullback.
Although Michael Nottingham is a highly respected player, isn't he? But he's, in a way, his skill almost seems to be going forward. And right at the very first few seconds of that game, he was already deep in FC territory.
Yeah. Well, we saw, didn't we, in the first half that they were getting a lot of joy down this near touchline, Salford, and they needed more protection and more help. And as you say, if you're not a recognised defender, sometimes you're going to make mistakes. But going forward, and then Walker grew and grew and grew in the game more and more. As if he got a second wind, a third wind, a fourth wind. Same as Irwin. He just never stopped. Irwin went, carried on. And that's the kind of thing you've got. When you start winning games and you start playing good football, you can start enjoying it. And the things that haven't been happening on a pitch start to happen. And that comes from the work off the pitch that they've been doing, Tom, and all the backroom staff there, including the likes of Sam, the physio and everything. So all told, just a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And it's going to be absolutely wonderful, to say the very least. We've got Kieran Glynn about to join us here, and I think he deserves to sit down. So, Seamus, much appreciated. Yeah, thank you very much for your thoughts this afternoon. I'm going to take that headset off you.
Brilliant, Kieran, brilliant.
And I'm going to hand them over to Kieran. And you.
No TV,
no. Oh, look at that. Kieran's complaining there's no television this afternoon. Unfortunately, it's gone off. It's gone off the old Facebook. But you are live on the radio. That's where you've been.
Yeah.
Well, listen. December on paper.
I was.
And the football's not played on paper. We know, but it was a month that you're going. Everyone's thinking this is going to be very, very tough for FC United of Manchester. But we've dumbfounded everybody.
Yeah.
The group that you play amongst and playing with now have a belief in everything. Just talk us through that this afternoon.
Once again, we don't score first. Bloody hell. But no, even we came in at half-time 2-1 down, we were still thinking we can win this game or at least get something out of it. I thought we was the better side, just a set piece, that mishap, and yeah, we found ourselves behind. But over the last few games, we've showed like a never die attitude, and we've paid dividends again. We just keep this run going now, don't we?
It was a tough encounter on Saturday against Spennymoor. To give you an idea of how tough a game that was, and coming back and drawing 4-4, they've beaten Blyth Spartan today 3-2 at Blyth. So we know the quality that they possess, and to come back 4-1 down. And to draw 4-4 sets you up for this game quite nicely. Did you all come into this game with a real belief? I know you got substituted off tactically halfway through, well, towards the back end of the second half, but that was the right thing to do for the team. You took it for the team. You went, attitude coming into this game was going to be
just before the game, everyone was up for it, buzzing. Obviously we couldn't warm up on the pitch, which was a bit of a shock, but we trained on the Astro, and the warm up, everyone was laughing, joking. We just took it as another game, not we're playing top of the league, because we showed over the past couple of weeks, Spennymoor coming back, Brackley coming back, Harrogate coming back and beating them. There's something special going on within the group of lads. Like, we're gelling. It's 3-5-2's working. It's just everything.
And you're enjoying your football more and more. I mean, you did some things on the pitch today. I mean, we got, when Seamus came up, his words were, as I said, who's your best three player today? He went, well, there's some great performances, but he said, Kieran Glynn's on a different planet. I mean, you play the game at a good pace, but you make everything seem so simple.
Yeah.
And what is it? Do you improvise when you're training? You try all these flicks and you try these little balls. I mean, there was one instance, really, on the far left-hand side, and you go to pass two players, and then you back-heeled it the opposite way with Walker running onto it.
That instance, Tom Walker's up and down non-stop. Sorry for the winning goal, but it's just the movement around me.
So it gives you the opportunity, does it, then, to be able to do these things, knowing players are going to be certain places?
Yeah, like it does help a lot. Like at the start of the season, you saw it sometimes when I played, it didn't come off. But now I've got like a feel for everyone and the way they play, and we're settled. I can do stuff like that, and it. Obviously, the fans like it as well.
Are you given quite a free role in the centre? What's your, well, without giving away dressing room secrets, what are your instruction based in terms of what your role is in midfield?
Well, today was a bit different because there's no Scott Kay. And usually, if we've got Scott Kay and Steve Irwin, kind of gives me a licence to go get on a ball and in a sense of a free roll. But today he said, just do what you do, just get on the ball and be disciplined when you've got to be. So, yeah, in a sense, yeah, I do get a free roll, but at the same time, everyone works hard collectively.
Yeah, I suppose having the likes of Irwin accompanying him, I mean, you know, you and him together, we could split that quite easily, that Vimto man of the match today, quite easily between the two of you, although it's quite hard to split a can of pot because it'll go everywhere. But it's got to be such a pleasure to play alongside someone like him. But the thing is, let's not forget, because we were talking, you like the nasty side of the game as well, though. You're not just a footballer. You like getting challenges in. You like having a bit of banter with other players, with referees and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You're what, 21 now?
No, 20.
So 20. Very old head on young shoulders. Where does that come from? I mean, where's the calmness on the ball come from? And then that real kick him, I'll have him. Where's it all come from? That is it being instilled in you? Or
I don't know. Coming from Sunday League, yeah, I know at 16 playing in men's league, it was just like you have to learn to look after yourself. So, yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know where it comes from, but yeah, hopefully it shows.
Well, we've got a player manager standing by, so.
Let me present. We can't even take a photograph, unfortunately. But I am now presenting him with the Vimto Man of the Match award. It's the second one you've had in a matter of a month, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And hopefully many more to come along as well.
Thanks, Dean.
Well played, as always. Well done. Absolutely superb.
Thanks for talking to us.
No worries.
And where's Ben? And we'll get Greavesy on now. Tom, what are you doing to us? We haven't been beaten since the 5th of September here at Broadhurst Park. And again, coming from behind, testament to you guys and everybody involved in FC United Manchester, but that was a pulsating game of football.
Yeah.
What was it like to play in and then spend the last 2 minutes actually managing the team?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect, yeah. I thought they scored the goal against the run of play. I thought we looked comfortable throughout the 90 minutes, to be honest. I thought we were the better team throughout the game. But we do what FC do, and we conceded a set piece again. I don't think anyone's absolutely torn us apart at the minute. So we know if we do concede, we've just got to get the ball out of the net and we just go again. And we've got players all around the pitch that can score goals, as you've seen there, from our left-sided centre-half. I'm absolutely made up with the lads again. The work rate from them is unbelievable. The never-say-die attitude is superb, and I can't fault none of them.
8 points from December. I mean, be honest, if somebody said, how many points you get out of December, what would you have... Would you be happy with 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think you've got to be looking at the teams and the quality of the teams that we're playing. Nobody likes losing games. Nobody likes drawing games, really. But, yeah, to get 8 points and to be unbeaten in December of death is something we can all be proud of.
And up to 13th now in the league.
Yeah, I believe a few results have gone against us. And
they have, yeah.
Teams, I mean, in and around us have won. But
I mean, Boston, they've got a new manager. They're doing pretty similar to what we're doing. We're the two real form teams at this moment in time, yeah, along with your old club in Bradford Park Avenue.
Yeah, doing well. Yeah.
But it's all about the way we play, the way we set up this afternoon. And we queried you, the team selection this afternoon, only because, I mean, obviously we spoke to you on Saturday, and you didn't necessarily concede that you got it wrong to a degree, but there was a lot of a thought process of perhaps we just put maybe a couple of square pegs in a round hole and vice versa initially.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to a 3-5-2 with the same. Was that because you said, look, great result for all, we've cocked up a little bit in the formation,
yeah,
so you guys get a chance again,
yeah,
prove it in a 3-5-2.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the second half, yeah, obviously we made substitutions and things like that, and Jones is probably a little bit unlucky not to start today.
Because he was magnificent on,
he was superb,
on Saturday,
yeah.
He was superb.
He will be disappointed, which is what you've got to expect if you're not in the team. He probably thinks he deserved his shout, but I felt like we got ourselves back in the game, and the reaction from the lads, I thought we deserved to go again. Sometimes it can kill people's confidence if you're pulling them out of the team for nothing. So I just thought, if we just change the formation back to how we've been playing at home, we'll do all right, and we did.
Yeah, well, I mean, the game's that important. I mean, that point we got just shows how a quality game it was, because Spennymoor have got the Blyth today and beat Blyth 3-2.
Right. There,
so,
you go,
you know,
yeah.
It's
football.
It just shows exactly, you know, what teams are capable of and the quality of this division at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And it just shows really what we've achieved, or as a club, and you as a manager with those players in this month of December.
Yeah.
10 points behind the playoffs now. In
how many?
Bradford, 10 points. Bradford Park Avenue in fifth.
He seems to be getting good results and being further and further away from it. Well, still only, well, three, still that, only three above the drop.
There's some... Of course, the top seven. Of course, it's. I don't know what the gap with the top seven is, but I was actually going for the old-fashioned fifth or two. You can get in. There's like a pre-playoff thing. You can wheedle. You can be seventh and get promoted to the National League.
We've still got our feet firmly on the ground. Yeah, we know absolutely. We're in a relegation battle.
Seven points.
So 7 points actually off from that
seven
position.
Points.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking the other way at the minute. We've got a. Well, if we just keep playing like we're in a dogfight, then we produce results like that. Then. We need to keep going as we're doing.
What do you need to do on New Year's Day then? They'll be absolutely up for it, for a revenge.
Of course they will.
Play any differently? I'm not.
We'll have a look at the team. There's obviously a few tired legs in there. I could see that even in the warm-up. Some of us looked a little bit sluggish, myself included. Probably could have done with coming off a little bit earlier myself. But I felt it was coming. And I do pop up with these odd goals in the last 10 or 15 minutes. So there might be a few tired legs. A few might need resting, but... We just go again, exactly the same. Well, we go again, attitudes, and work rate, and we shouldn't be far off.
You're now in room 101. And we've scored one, actually, as a club now, scored one more goal than Salford City this season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So the prowess going forward, the attacking play, obviously, I know with Dave Chadwick coming into the fold now, you're going to be utilising him perhaps for more defensive duties, and we can show that up a little bit.
He's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to start every week.
Gracious.
That's in his contract, is it?
He'd have a worse record.
Ibrahimovic of.
He'd have a worse record than Scott Kay, Hughesy combined, in fairness. But no, he's going to be instrumental in helping, working with the back three, back four. I mean, the back three certainly is the way it seems to be working for FC United Manchester.
It does. Like I said, but when I first took over, I would have. Shouted 4-4-2 every single time, but you can't always do that, and that's the first thing that I learned, and I learned it very quickly at the, like I kept saying before, the Stockport away. So we tried the 3-5-2 because we wanted to tighten up the defence. It's worked to an extent, but it's working going the other way. We seem to be creating more chances.
It seems to really suit Tom Walker and Joel Senior the way they play.
Yeah, if you ask him probably 6 weeks ago, he'd have said no chance, and we keep drilling into him, defend first, and they've both got pace to get out there, and then when you've got the likes of Stevie Irwin, Kieran Glynn. Lenny's been in great form in recent weeks, and Conor McCarthy's
played. Yeah, it's like a new lease of life for Lenny to a degree.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's a great lad, and he's great to have around the place. His experience and his quality is second to none.
He's one of those kind of players, isn't he? That I mean, I was talking on the way up here this afternoon, saying because he's not saying he's coming to the end of his career, but he's certainly in the twilight of his at this level of his career. You would expect, but the kind of player that you'd love to keep around a football club because he's full of the joys of spring. He's always got something to say. And he's the kind of player that can actually help the younger players develop.
Yep.
And again, that's one of the nice things that we've got at this football club.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But just a quick one. In relation to Zach Corbett today, in that first 45, was he given a specific role this afternoon, or was he just told to just play his normal game?
Just exactly the same, exactly the same as he's been doing. He's just not to get too far from either, to be fair. He's got to support Tom Walker, but he's also got to support... Jordan and Hughesy as well, so it is a tough job in there because sometimes you have got to come wide. If they're in the first half, obviously you'll notice they were overloading a little bit, and I were having to come a lot deeper than
it was huge overload of this side.
Once, to be fair, I probably should have gone with the man for their second. The right back managed to get the cross in, which caused a problem. So once we'd done that, we were never worried. We came in at half time. Obviously had a chat. We thought about potentially changing shape. And
you're going to get a man sent off?
Yeah.
I think he did do that. He's old, isn't he?
Obviously that helped us. But I mean, sometimes it's harder to play against.
Of course it is. I mean, the one thing as well, which, and I'm sure you as a manager, because you'll be looking at all these stats after the game. You'll look at the game again and have a look at all the pluses. I was very surprised that Bernard and Jono never decided to put someone on Kieran in that second half because he was running the show to a degree.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
and from a managerial perspective, you're looking. I mean, they probably think we're good enough to be able to beat this team without put a man marker on there. Yep. But it surprised you massively. Didn't it surprise you as well that there was no one really? Well, it's hard to get at him anyway. But you know, put someone on him to close out the game.
Yeah, I think at one point there was two guys closing him down at the same time. But like you say, when I first came online, now he's. He just drops his shoulder and he sends 3-4 players in the wrong direction. So put 3 or 4 men on him and you're still going to get the same Kieran Glynn.
And that creates a huge space and opportunity
for
FC.
Does, yeah.
Well, listen, it's cold out here for you, I'm sure, because you're pretty still buzzing.
You're from Yorkshire. You don't feel it.
Hold on. Yeah, you're right. Another 20. It only took you 17 minutes to get off the pitch this afternoon. I mean,
yeah, getting last week,
it's getting better. You know,
and the lads are staying out longer as well, which I'm trying to drill into them
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We know that that's what they love, and obviously we're playing non-league football, and sometimes it might feel a little bit awkward in doing that, but we know what they expect now. And
all you need to do is instill them saying, look, because once you've left this club, you'll never get this again.
Exactly,
so enjoy
yeah.
it while you can.
Well, they was,
because if you don't, and when you go, let's say, you know, you go, I'm not naming another team, but and it's there's 38 people there,
yeah.
and you've been having pies thrown at you. Get out, we don't like
course,
you.
Yeah.
This is the difference.
Yeah, yeah, it's different. You can't beat playing in front of this crowd, and the lads absolutely thrive off it, especially going that way. It's like you're at Wembley. The atmosphere is absolutely crazy.
And just a quick one on before you go, this is the very last question. We were talking about, obviously, McCarthy's not done himself any harm with the three goals in two games now. We've been quite critical. Yeah, I think that's probably
yeah.
where we've
yeah.
been very critical of him in certain ways and certain aspects. But he's now got an opportunity to prove to you that, he, obviously, because I know you're looking at players and maybe somebody coming in from Fleetwood or whoever, he's now showing that actually he can score goals
yep.
and he's going to hopefully give you a big headache.
Yep. It was a difficult one with Connor because I know the quality that Connor's got. I've seen him a lot in non-league and he's a superb player and he is a goal scorer. He will get goals as you've seen in the last two games. When I first came in, I thought that I was the striker on form, so he probably suffered from that. And I needed to play with somebody who was going to come into feet, and that's why Linney got the shout before Connor. I spoke to Connor. He rang me. He just said, "Look, what's the crack? I mean, your plans." I openly and honestly said the same I've just said to you. I said, "You've been unlucky. I just want to see you working hard in training. Stay after training. Do a little bit more, and when you get your chance, you'll keep it." And he got his chance on Saturday, and he kept it.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a good player. He's a good player. I know a lot of people have criticised him and things like that, but he's got a great attitude. He works hard, and he's a good goal scorer.
Well, we've seen that today, and it's going to give you a headache, which is good because undoubtedly you want to strengthen the squad to a degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a centre forward is something that I know you're looking at because we didn't want to lose the last one, but he went. And therefore, we want to replace someone like him. But
yeah.
It's good for the team around, good for the squad that you know everyone's vying for spaces and positions on the pitch.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, as a striker, I know that if there's a striker on the bench, I know that I need to be top of my game, or else I'm not going to be playing. And that's no difference whether somebody else is the manager or I'm the manager. If somebody's in better form than I am, then they'll get the shirt and they'll play. Simple as that.
Well, listen, as always, great talking to you. Thanks very much for coming out and having a chat to us. A great 3 points, and we look forward to going again on New Year's Day.
Excellent. Top man. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
FC United of Manchester 101.
And on that
Tom
note,
Greaves.
That should be the end of this broadcast, I feel.
And with that, babies, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been the FC Pantomime 2017 coming to an end. And it only remains for us to say, well, have a very happy festive period until New Year, and we'll see you on New Year's Day at Moor Lane with hopefully some more enthralling, entertaining, non-swearing football commentary.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.